Hi, my name is Elizabeth, and today we are going to be reading The Evil Engagement, Ninjago 5-Minute Stories. And sitting right beside me is Jay, okay. When an evil djinn named Nakedan appears free from a teapot that imprisoned him for years, he immediately gets up to no good. The djinn it's like a genie, has the ability to grant wishes, but they always turn against the wisher. The ninja make a big mistake when they wish for the power to defeat him. Now Naya is on the verge of becoming Nakedan's bride. Only a handful of ninja are left to fight the djinn. And the most importantly, this particular story, Clancy, the peg-legged serpentine pirate, has to figure out how to bake a wedding cake. Here we go. "There is going to be a wedding," Nakedan announced to his assembled crew. "Make the necessary preparations." The crew of the flying pirate ship, Miss Fortune's Keep, glance at each other as her din captain stalked away. Everyone knew they had to obey orders and make the wedding between Nakedan and Naya a success. They also knew what would happen to them if the ceremony was a failure. Nakedan was known as the forgiving type, so no one really wanted to be the first to volunteer to be the wedding planner. Well, almost no one.
"Wow, romantic!"
Clancy cried, hopping around on his wedding lid.
"I've never been to a wedding since.
Actually, I've never been to a wedding,
but I bet they're fun."
Flintlock, the Dinian's most trusted first mate, and Dogshank, a hulking brute, looked at each other with big smiles and creeping onto their faces. Looked like they had found their wedding planner. Clancy was excited about being given the job of organizing the big event. Sure, there were challenges like the bride hating the groom, but all weddings came with minor obstacles, or so we had heard. The first thing I had to do was make a list. "Music, food, Naya's dress," he said. "Johnny the Nana's..." "Oh, and cake. Can't forget that." "The dress is easy," Nakedan insisted on Naya wearing his mother's wedding gown. "It had 4 sleeves, but that could be fixed." "Okay, what's going to happen?" Since the groom was too much busy to talk to him, Clancy decided to discuss arrangements with the bride.
"What kind of flowers would you like?" he asked Naya. "Stinkweed," she replies. "Is there anyone I should leave out the guest list?"
"Yeah,
the groom. What do you want as a wedding gift?" "To skip this wedding," Naya snarled.
It appeared that night that the bride wasn't going to be much help either, so Clancy went to check on how the preparations was going. Bucko, which whose real name was Colin, but that's not a very pirate name. Flintlock and some of the other pirates were busy transforming the interior of the dungeon temple into a wedding chamber. Clancy marked it off his to-do list and left them to do his work. He headed for the ship galley. It was time to make the wedding cake. Clancy had been hoping that Double Doon would be free to help him. It was true that Double Doon didn't know how to cook, but he had once robbed a baker. So that gave him more experience in the kitchen than any other pirate. But Double Doon was busy stealing the music for the ceremony. Baking the cake was going to be up to Clancy.
"No problem, I've got this," the little green pirate said confidently.
He raided the shops for the ingredients he thought would go in the cake. Flour, eggs, milk, sugar, peppers, chicken, barbecue sauce, a loaf of bread, and just a hint of lime. He mixed them up all in a pot and hung the pot over the fire. "Ew, that sounds gross. Does he think Clancy knows what he's doing?" Now I need to just cook for 6 hours and I'm done, Clint said happily. It was almost time for the wedding rehearsal, so we left the gala to check out how the other preparations were coming along. Double Doom had returned with the music. It took Clancy a long time to find something he liked. Most of the songs are about raiding small towns or sacking merchant ships. Sadly, there weren't just that many pirate love songs. Clancy finally picked a sea shanty. That sounded really ceremonial. It didn't have lyrics about stealing and firing cannons. Clancy was about practice conducting the wedding ceremony when he was distracted by a wonderful smell. The cake! He rushed below decks to see how his creation was going. When he was rounding the corner of the galley, he collided with something soft and spongy that bounced him up against a wall. The pirate's eyes went wide. The hallway was filled with cake and flour and all sorts of stuff. From floor to ceiling, the stuff was growing by the minute, moving farther and farther down the passage. Something about his recipe had gone very wrong, he decided. Probably too much chicken, Clancy said. There was only one thing to do. He drew his sword and attacked. Hacking and slashing, Clancy carved a blast through the cake, trying to reach his galley. It was a hard-fought battle. Every time he thought it was the verge of victory, the iron cake would close in around it again. At one point, he came maybe his way. Probably way too much chicken. No baked good is gonna stop me, Clancy yelled, charging forward. Behind him, the cake was now starting to climb the stairs to the main decks. Unfortunately, it hadn't turned out to be very light and fluffy. So the weight was starting to drag the misfortunes keep down. At last, Clancy spotted the bubbling pot. He pushed his way to his reach. Sweet treat and yanked the pot off the fire. Now we just had to find a way to blend it all together.
What in the silver sea is going on in here? Bellowed Flintlock.
He was standing in the floor of the gallery, covered in cake crumbs and goo. Done, done. Clancy thought fast. A new ninja, he said.
The ninja of cake. Very dangerous. But no worries. I defeated him.
Flintlock hold poor Clayton found a knack at him. It turned out the ninja cake story did not go over well. But the evil did.
There better not be any more problems,
Nakedan demanded, his eyes pinning Clancy to the wall. Or it's going to be your head. Clancy kept that in mind later when he began to conduct the ceremony. It wasn't exactly a dream wedding. The bride kept looking over her shoulder, hoping for rescue. And the groom was growing more and more enraged. But the music was nice. And the pieces of cake that Clancy had managed to save weren't too awful. Overall, he had reached the end of the service. Clancy was feeling pretty good about the job he had done.
And under the watchful eye, the seventh son made this crown codify the renewal today for years to come, he said quickly, trying to make the marriage official before the din lost patience.
Suddenly, the sound of cannon fire came from outside the main doors. A minute later, the doors burst open to reveal the ninja team, reunited and ready.
And by the power vested in me, Clint said even the best, I now pronounce you all powerful.
Clancy dove under the nearest piece of furniture and as the ninja confronted Nakedan. And the heroes realized they were too late. Nakedan and Naya were married.
Yuck!
Nakedan used his terrible magic to put his new bride asleep as he turned to face the ninja. Oh boy, thought Clancy. Those ninja don't stand a chance. But I'm knocking on wings. What's going to happen to me? As Nakedon created duplicates of himself to battle the heroes, Clancy went over in his mind all the little problems that there had been in the wedding. Just the fact that the entire lower deck spilled a barbecue chicken and the cake would probably get enough to get him banished forever. He had never seen the all-powerful Dune so angry, and it was a really terrible sight. He had to do something, but what? Get out of the temple and try to hide. Do something really heroic so Nakedon will just run for at least another day or so? Or could he? Would he? Did he dare? No. Help the ninja? Oh no, I couldn't do that, Clancy said. I'm a pirate. I plunder and loot. I can never. A couple dozen duplicates of Nakedon's were all battling ninja all over the scene. Holes were being blown in walls. Pirates were being tossed to the air, and then all the dungeons. Dreadful laughter was ringing everywhere. Clancy had to decide, but he couldn't. He sat down on the floor, covered in a wedding cake, looked around the wreckage of the wedding and the crazed inn, and wiped a tear from his eye.
Now I get why people cry at weddings, Clancy sobbed. And that was The Evil Engagement. And thank you for reading with us. Have a good day. Bye.